everyone. I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com, and today's topic is the symbology of the Seattle needle and what they did on New Year's Eve. So the question, Lynn, you should really do a reading on the space needle and the crazy symbology used during the New Year's Eve celebration. I cannot believe they have this kind of technology. Here's a YouTube video of the event, very creepy, and I put the video itself on my blog posting. Also put a link in the top comment so you can go and watch it for yourself. It is really, really odd here. So after watching it, I first want to say, you know, I know that we're nearly a month into January. It's just so hard to believe, but I still wanted to share this with you in case you had not seen it and perhaps even start an interesting discussion in the thread. Like many public events, this too is filled with symbology. I picked up on a few things, but I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. So by all means, please leave a comment. The first thing I noticed with this were the DNA strands. So they did this effect where they had the double helix going, and as I watched it, I noticed that there looked to be something additional. And I put a screenshot of it on the video and on my blog reading as well. There's this phantom looking third strand, and I get this is the goal, and the beer bug shot is going to help implement this. It's attaching to the DNA. In several scenes of this performance, there's a motion on the needle that looks to be a shot, and the result will be this third strand that bonds with the other two. It was just really eerie and really strange. When you look at it and you really think about it, it just seemed like a truth in plain sight type of thing for me. The butterfly that they showed, I got, it was a beautiful image, but butterflies can be really unique too with symbology. My first thought was a monarch and what's happening to the monarchy. And I get there's gonna be changes that are happening in shifts of power. A butterfly also signifies change, metamorphosis, and birth. The challenge is these changes, they could be for good or they could be for bad. So we have to focus our intent to the greater good. You cannot have dark where there's light, so it's important to shine your light when you can. Light's always going to win over the dark. The two can't exist together. So keep that in your mind and keep that in your intent as you go about your day or your meditations or whatever your personal belief system is. The symbology of space and UFOs was very strong in this, and this feels to be the year of several whistleblowers and disclosure with regard to different events dealing with ETs, ET technology, and what's really going on there. One of the most troubling, if the above isn't enough, was the two heads. It showed these two heads. And I see this as symbolic of body doubles and cloning. It was a validation, and I felt like it was almost a warning as well. We cannot trust what we see and question everything as if it's an illusion. And that was really all I had for this. Please feel free to leave a comment, share your impression. I'd be really curious what you picked up on. I feel like there's probably so much there that I did not even see, but what I outlined above were the main points that really tugged at me. So I will leave you with that. And please don't forget to like my video, share my channel, all those things that help me out a lot. And if you haven't had a chance, join us on Telegram. We have some really interesting chats and things going on there as well. So again, I'm Lynn with Psychic Focus at psychicfocus.blogspot.com. Thank you. Bye.